Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Dalid Omud Aleph. In the second volume of Mishnah Brura, we're in the middle of the beautiful Simen Reishit Ches, which deals with brachos that you make on going to miraculous places or where a nes occurred and other similar halachos. And we're up to Siv Dalid, which begin the last few words of Kuf Lamed Gimel Omud Beis. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalid, Haroa Mokom Shinas Nes Liyochid Enom Mavarach. If you see a place where a miracle happened, however, that miracle was for an individual. We spoke out in yesterday's shiur, when you go to a place where a miracle happened to the majority of Klai Yisrael, then everybody has to make the bracha, she'osa nisim lavoseinu b'mokom hazeh. So here, you're going to a place where it didn't happen to the rov of Klai Yisrael, happened to an individual or individuals. So then you don't have the obligation, and therefore you're not allowed to go make a bracha over there with Shemu Malchus. However, the person who the miracle happened to, or as we'll see, the people who the miracle happened to, they would say a bracha, they're obligated to say a bracha, Aval hu atzmo b'varech she'osa li neis b'mokom hazeh. That person has to say and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Shemu Malchus, that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, made a neis for me in this place. Over here, b'makom hazeh. Not only does that person have to do this, the Mechaber continues. He says, "V'chol yotzei chayirecho, all his progeny, all the children that come after him." We'll define this in a moment. Who that is? The great, great, great grandchildren or not? So we'll define that in a moment. But we'll see. Certainly, children and grandchildren. The children and grandchildren of the person who the nes happened to, not only does the person who the nes happened to have to say Shosli nes v'makom hazeh, but his progeny, children and grandchildren, Yotzi Yerecho, Gam Kein Mevarchem, they also have to make a bracha when they come to that place, Sha'asa nes la'avi. We'll see if it's plural, they're different girsos over here, what the actual nusach of the bracha is, but they should say Sha'asa nes la'avi v'makom hazeh, that you made a nes for our father, or if it's a grandfather, some have the girsa Zikeni. In this situation, Shosa Neis Liskeni B'Makom Hazeh. Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Yudalel explains, we've already learned in yesterday's shir in Siv Beis, Kvar Mavora B'Siv Beis, the Kos Mashlo Nas Neis L'Rov Yisrael, Ki Yochid Dainin Lei. Anything that's less than the majority of Klai Yisrael is by definition considered an individual. So it could have happened to hundreds of thousands of people, but if it's less than the half of Klai Yisrael, so then we view this in this sense as this halacha over here in Siv Dalet. The person or the persons who this nes happened to, Hainu, when that person, when he goes back to that place, any time after the miracle occurred, we'll define this in a moment, exactly what it means, any time afterwards, umipam arishon ve'eilach, einam avarach kishemagi hasham, elam kein avru shloshiyom bibracha rishona. So every time that person goes back to that place, he has to go make a bracha. However, the same rules that we said yesterday, when you see a natural phenomenon that you have to make a bracha on, for example, you reach the place in the Yardin or in the Yamsif where Klai Yisrael crossed, so then it's only once every 30 days, the first day that you're there and the first day that you come back aren't included. You have to have 30 intervening days in between. That halacha applies here too. If the person goes back to the place where he was saved in a horrible car accident, in a fire, whatever it was, so then if he hasn't been there in a full 30 days, including the day he was there the last time, and now there's 30 days intervening, then you make this bracha, sha'asa li neis b'makom hazeh, or sha'asa neis la'avi b'makom hazeh. But if you've been there within 30 days, you don't make the bracha again. Chavetz Chaim over here in the Shaar Tzion, Ozvav brings down that Bishas Neis Gufa Eino Tzorech Levarach Bircha Sh'asa Nisim. At the actual time of you're saved miraculously over here from the fire, from the car accident, whatever it may be, from the terrorist attack, Rechmano Litzlana, brothers in Eretz Yisrael, V'lo Niskino Bazeh Ela Bircha Sagomel, then there's a different bracha, that's called Bircha Sagomel that a person has to make. And we'll learn that in Yitzh Hashem in the next Simen. That's brought down over here by the Shita Mekubetzes. The Pam Rishon Mikre Kishechozer Umagiasham Acha Shekorlones. So when we're talking here about that he comes back here, it's the first time he comes back there after the nes happened to him. Then he gets the right to make this bracha. And there afterwards, if he hasn't been there for 30 days. Dishafut number 9 brings down from Ravazda Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi, he says that if a nes happened to you even as a child, so when you go there as an adult, you still make the bracha as well. Sh'asim Lileis V'makom Hazeh. And Deir Shufut number 10 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav that the first time you go there has to be more than 30 days from the time that the miracle happened for you in order for it to merit a bracha. Otherwise, so to say, you're still within the period of time of the Hagomel, and therefore you do not make a bracha if you go back there within the first 30 days after the nes actually happened to you. It's only if you go there after 30 days that you have the right to say this bracha, Shasli nes b'makom hazeh. We should all be zocha not to need to make such a bracha, but Mirtz Hashem, should we have the need, we should all be zocha to be able to make such a bracha. The Chavetz Chaim in Dibur Amaschil, the Chol Yotze Yirecho in the Bir Halacha says, Upasha, Dimnas and Esla Imo, Ole Emimo, Gam Kemevar, Shasan and Esla Imi, Ole Emimi. Says this is not a difference in Halacha between a father, grandfather, or a mother, or a grandmother. The same Halacha applies, it's just that the male Lashon was used over here, but it's equally applicable to a mother or a grandmother. And he says as well, Gam Zeb Poshet, it's also clear and simple, the Zulatz Yotze Yirecho, that other than the children and the grandchildren and possibly further generations, somebody else doesn't go and make a bracha on coming to the location where somebody else had an ace. And this is true, afilu bala ishto o isha bala. And this is true for a husband for a wife or a wife for a husband. And he brings down that we'll learn some of these halachos in Simin Reisha tests in regards to Inyan Birchas HaGomel. And he says, V'chein ein av, Rashay Levarach HaNeis B'no. And a father doesn't go and make the bracha when he comes to the place where his child was miraculously saved, as the Abu Dram brings down over there. And the reasoning behind this is because this neis doesn't impact your being on this world. So it's a wonderful thing. It's certainly very appropriate to say this without shame of malchus. It's certainly appropriate to give haudah and shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the nes that occurred to your husband or wife or to a child. But the right to make this bracha, as we'll see in a moment, is because you wouldn't be in the world if it wasn't for this nes happening to your father, grandfather, mother, or grandmother. And that's why you say this. As opposed to a husband or a wife to a parent to a child, you would still be here even if this nes didn't happen to that person. And that's really what we find in the next Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Tezayin. Ayin be'el Yerabba, the El Yerabba proves over here, Shechriya, the b'no u'ben b'no tzrich levarach. A son and a grandson are included automatically in this Yotze Yerecho, whether they were born before or after the Nes occurred. Ben shen oldu kodim shekor Nes, even if they were already alive before the Nes occurred. Or ben shen oldu liachar kein. And certainly if they were born after the Nes occurred, because they certainly wouldn't be here if that Nes didn't occur and the Rachman Aslan, the parent or the grandparent, passed away. Mishum kvod aviyim. The reason why you do it, even if you were already born over here, is a covet for your father, mother, or grandfather, grandmother. However, uminechad ve'eloch, from the great-grandchildren level and on, ein mevarchem, then they don't make the bracha, ela im keinoldu avoseim, achar shekor ha'neis lavin rishon, only if their line up was born after the neis. Because in that situation, they can truly say, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this neis. Debazehim shutvim kulam ba'osu neis. In that situation, they are a shutuf, a partner, so to say. That neis also allowed them to be brought into existence. And here you don't have the inyan of kavod that a son or a grandson has to have for the father, mother, or the grandparent. So therefore, the great-grandchildren, they're only going to make this bracha, sh'asa neis l'skeni b'mokam hazeh, if they were only born after that neis. Seems to imply that even their parents, grandparents, have to be born after the neis in that situation for them to say this. Then they're a shutuf. Sivkot Yud Zayin, sh'asa neis l'avi, zeh koyal ha-bein. This is talking, of course, for the son. Umi ben ha-ben, for the grandchild, the eilich, and thereafterwards the generations, the great-grandchild in a situation where he would have to make the bracha, yivarech sh'asa neis la'avosai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made a neis for my parents, in the general sense, ol abi abba, or you can say to the grandfather specifically, and the Chavetz Chaim brings down, in Os Yod, the Kabbal has the girsa l'skeni, and the Shaar Tzion Os Tes, he says, v'imheim shnei b'nei bonim mizok in echad, if it's two grandchildren from the same grandfather, they're allowed to say in the plural, yomru lavosenu. Also, neis lavosenu, but Malcolm says, he brings us down the name of the El Yerabba. Now we go to Siv Hei. The Mechaber writes, mi shenasu lo nisim harbe, if a person was Baruch Hashem zocha to have many miraculous events that he was saved by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, bagil le'echad mikol ha'makomo shenasu lo neis, when he reaches one of those places and has to break the bracha, sh'asu li neis b'makom hazeh, he shouldn't use that nusach. Elo, what should he do? Tzorich lahaskir kol sh'ar ha'makomos. He should mention sh'asu li neis b'makom hazeh, and as well, include all the other nisim in his bracha. V'yichlol kulam b'bracha achas. How do you actually go and do this to include all of them in one hirsa? So the Mishnah Berurah will tell us that in a second. But first, let's do Mishnah Berurah Sivkot L'Yudches. He says zeh dafka b'yochad. This is when an individual has many nisim happening to him. Avo b'nisei rabim. But if there were miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael, you would have to make the bracha sh'asa nisim la'avoseinu b'makom hazeh. So in this situation, many brachos, many miracles rather happen to Klal Yisrael. So you don't, in this situation, maskir, have to say all the other nisim as well. So if you're going to a place, b'nisei rabim, shemuchuyu kolech l'haskir levarech, kishamagil l'mokom nes, when you reach that place, ain't tzorich l'haskir kol ha'makom m'shenasu b'em nisim l'yisrael. So when you reach the place where Klai Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf, you don't have to mention at that time Kriyas Yardin and the Evan Algebish, etc. V'gam b'yachid gufa kosev magram, and likewise, even by an individual, the Magen Avraham writes, the daf kahu be'atzmo. That's only when he personally, the nace happened to him here, and he also had a nace happen someplace else. He should mention both nisim. Avo b'no, but his son, who has to make sh'asa nace la'avi b'makam zeh, eino m'chuyiv la'askir kol anisim sh'nasu lov. It doesn't have to go mention, and over there, and over there, and over there as well. How do you actually go and mention the other places? So Sivkot and Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah explains, V'yichlo kulam, you mention them all together. And you say, V'tzorich lahaskir mitchila makom sh'omid bo. You first mention sh'asili neis b'makom hazeh. And then afterwards, V'yachakach yaskir shari makomas. Then you mention the other places as well. V'da, and you should know. Sh'av sh'kolal shari nisim. Even though he did mention the other nisim while he was at this place, should he go and reach any of the other places? If he does reach the other place, so Hashem made an ace for him to happen over here on Main Street, and he also made it happen on First Avenue, a second, and he mentioned both of them, so then when he comes to First Avenue, he also has to stay over there, even that very day, that requires a separate bracha, so now he has to mention the ace on First Avenue, and he could, if he wants to, also be kolel the ace that he had already mentioned previously. The issue foot number 11 points out, if he had multiple nisim happening on the same place, so the Sefer Yosef Olmetz that the Chidor writes, you don't have to do them in chronological order. Well, this one happened in 5734. This one happened in 5742. So you have to say the first one first and the second one second. He says, no, you don't have to do that. However, he says, if one of the nisim was the more important and greater miracle, that's the one you should mention first. He says this is like when you have several opportunities to eat something in front of you, you make the brach on the chaviv, so you should mention the key one, the one that's the most important one, the dearest one, the greatest miracle first. The Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion Os Yedaleh brings down that this halacha that we said that you should mention the other nisim is brought by the El Yerab and the Magen Giborim, and it's also mashma from the Magen Avraham. However, the Olas Tomid disagrees, and as the Prima Gordon points out, however, Chofetz Chaim says, "Afal pikein misafkali." I'm not sure. He says, "In b'pam hasheni, when you make the bracha, you know, you made the bracha originally on Main Street, and you were kolel First Avenue's nace, and now you're at First Avenue, and you make the bracha again, as we just pointed out, at First Avenue. Whether you must go gam kein lichlol nace arishon shekvar berach lo vayom b'shem u'machus, you already thanked that Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to say, for the nace that happened on Main Street for you. So, do you have to mention it again?" When you now go to the second place, we had a miracle happen to you, and you make the brach over there. So the Chofetz Chaim concludes. He says, "V'nir dein kapeid, it's not a big deal if you mention it again, because you're not making a brach levatal over here. You're making the brach anyway. So if you add on an extra thing to it, it's not a big deal. And therefore, if you want to, you can be kolel b'achrona after you mention the First Avenue nace. You can again mention the nace that happened to you on Main Street. It's not a problem." Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, "Al nace shel rabo. If a miracle happened to your rebbe, so like with your father." And we'll see, we're talking here about your Rebbe Muvak, your main Rebbe. So if this nace happened, and you're at the place where the nace happened to your father, or to your Rebbe, so on your Rebbe also, Tzorech Levarach, Kishem Shemuvarach, Al Nace Shalaviv. Just like you would have to acknowledge the nace that happened to your father because of Kibbut Av, so to over here, you have to do it, I'll cover your Rebbe. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav explains the nuschas of the bracha is as follows: the nuschah of the bracha is bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's v'chule. She'asa neis l'rabbi b'makom hazeh. Just like it was asa neis l'avi b'makom hazeh, asa neis l'rabbi b'makom hazeh. Myre, and we're talking here the Rabbo Muvak. It has to be your primary Rebbe. How we define Rabbo Muvak is itself a whole separate shir, but basically means the Rebbe that taught you most of your Torah. Upashat the Dafko, and this is specific over here. Avol Banav, this is only applicable to you, but your children ain't a mechuyavim b'kod rabo. Your children, well, they should of course not disparage your rebbe. They're not mechuyav to give him this covet. He's not their rebbe muvak. They ain't mevarchem aniso, and they don't have to make a bracha, even though their father is making this bracha for the rebbe over here. The father's rebbe, they do not have to go make such a bracha. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagah yeshomim du adin imroeh ha'adam shenas lo anes." The Ramah brings down that there's a yeshomim. There's an opinion over here that says that the same halach applies if you see the person for whom a miracle occurred. And the Berhetev Os Zion says, "Vhu adin imroeh ha'rabim." He brings down from the Magen Avraham. This would be applicable even if you saw many people who anes happened to. You have to make this bracha as well. Varech olav. The Ramah continues. He brings down from the Abu Dram that you have to make, if you see the person for whom an ace happened to, or the rabbin that an ace happened to, you make upon them the bracha, just like if you went to the place where the ace occurred. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf Aleph explains, Ukigon shemuchoyev levarich haniso. And this is talking about a situation where you're obligated to make the bracha on that person's nes. For example, ka'aviv v'rabo or adam misuyim, where you would be obligated to make the bracha, for example, for your father or for your rebbe or for another specific individual. So then you'd have to make it over here when you see the individual, not only when you see the place where the nes happened. The Chofetz Chaim in Sharet Zion, Os Yud Zayin, brings down the Chaynir L'Aniyaz Dati. This seems to be the halacha, he says, v'ken kasa b'shulchan shloma. However, he brings down from the Hilchos Hara'ah the Re'iyas Odom Shenas Lo Neis Od Adifam Re'iyas Mokum. He says, not only is this the same, he says it's even more chashuv when you see the person. Sheberias Odom Afilo Eino Aviv Rabbi. He says, for a person who's not your father, Rabbi, Rakmu Chaviv Lo, if he's dear to you, Yuchal Avarech Baruch Sh'asa L'chon Neis. You are allowed to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for making a neis for this person, B'shah Sheroweyu, when you see such a person. Why is that? The Chofetz Chaim says, the besimcha taya milsa, because it's pure joy that you're so happy that this person survived and a miracle occurred, so you're making this bracha. The kivan shesameach biroso mivarach, and since you're so happy when you see him, you're allowed to make this bracha. However, a little bit later in this Sharet Zion, he says, Ladina bevadai ein lozut mashiko sabdu b'mishna brur. He says, this is not lamaisa, you only make it for a father or a rebbe. To call ikur din zeh lo berira kokach, because this whole din is not so clear. The Ochachas Abudram, it's based upon the Abudram, because others question this whole din. And they say, you do not make a bracha when you see the person, but you only make it when you see the place. And while we paskin like the Abudram over here, that you are allowed to make the bracha when you see the person, the rebbe, or the father, we limit it to that. We don't say that seeing the person is greater than seeing the place. And therefore, laniyaz dati boru ladina, that you only make it when you see a father or a rebbe, and not in general when you see somebody that a neis happened to. Dishavud number 12 brings down, kishamaskir mokom nosaf, when you have over here, you're thanking Hashem for the neis that occurred to you on Main Street, and also for the neis that occurred to you. On First Avenue, what should the girsa be? Should you say neis, and then mention the other neis? Oh, nisim. So this is machlokis. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim all say that you should say shasali neis b'mokom zeh, and as well, ubimokom ploni. However, the Ravon brings down that you should say shasa nisim li b'mokom zeh, ubimokom ploni. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Chav Beis writes, Ulefizeh, based upon this din, Kol Shloshim Shelo Ra Loso Ish, based upon what you just said, if you haven't seen your father, the Rebbe, within 30 days, Kishe Pogea Bo Achaka Chayel Levarach, if a miracle truly happened to them and you haven't seen them for 30 days, so the next time you should see them, you should make this bracha. What is this bracha? The Nusach HaBracha. The bracha is as follows. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's the V'chule. Sha'os Anes La'avi Ola Rabbi. That Hashem, you made a nes for my father or for my Rabbi. And if it's another person that you're making the bracha for, or Ba'adam Mesuyim, for a specific other person, Yivarach, you say the bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Sha'os Anes La'adam Azeh. That you made a nes for this person. Or you should say, O Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Sha'os Elokeinu Nes. That he made for you a nes. The Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMasu, Kemoshe Mevarach LaMakom, again points out over here from the Shulchan Shlomo, Dimroa Odom Shenasa L'Neis B'Sol Shloshim Yom, it's still within 30 days of the miracle happening, and you already made a bracha on the place where the neis happened to that person, then you don't make a bracha now when you see him, because you already made a bracha for that neis. And therefore, if you see him within 30 days again, you don't make the bracha a second time. Finally, we look at the Shari Tshuva over here in Dibur HaMasech Yirecho, two lines from the bottom. He writes, from the Sefer Besoles Belula, he writes, based upon the Zohar and as well the Shalah, Mishanasa L'Neis, if a person did have a miracle happen to him, Tov V'roi Shebo Bayom Yisbodeid B'chol Shana, on the anniversary date of that miracle every year, person should separate himself, and he should be lahodos ulismoach. He should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be very happy. Ulisaprik tzas mi'aneis, and tell about the miracle. One of the reasons we have the Pesach Seder at night is to relate the miracles as if they happened to us, and we relate them to our children. And he brings down from the Machzuk's Bracha, and he writes that this is based upon the Rambam. Shal Rambam kibel alav lizbodi biyom atzar b'chol shana. The Rambam was saved from something, and every year on the anniversary of that, he would separate himself out, he would meditate, and on the day afterwards, he would be very, very happy. And he says, this is brought down in the Sefer Charedim as well. Uchayotze b'zeh nimso sha'osa ha'goyin b'al tosus yontif od gedolim kashayotzu mitzor l'rvacha. When they were saved, and they went from some terrible tragedy, and they were saved, so on the anniversary of that, they were always making a very special recognition and hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and were very happy. That concludes today's shiur.